From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This weekend, it was U.S. Airways that left passengers stranded on the runway for 8 hours. It was the third such incident by an airline since December. Complaints about such treatment have given rise to a passenger bill of rights movement that's pushing for legislation in Congress. Southwest, an airline known for the quality of its customer service, argues that a bill about how long passengers can languish on the tarmac is misguided. The point, Southwest executives say, is to manage your airline so that that doesn't happen. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The Flight Operations Coordination Center at a major airline is a place few outsiders ever see, especially after 9/11. Forget any lingering notions you might have about Southwest Airlines as a feisty discount carrier. This operations center at Love Field handles 3,500 flights every day, more passengers than any other airline in the country. It's big and dark in here. Hundreds of flat computer screens give a soft light. It sort of has the feel of a tawdry warehouse nightclub filled with airplane geeks. Only everyone's working, not drinking.
Well, yeah, route what you want. We're still going to run 18, but they may have to wait for parts on flight 15 inbound. And if that's the case, that's going to be forever.
By federal regulation, dispatchers control every flight between takeoff and landing, and there are dozens of dispatchers in here. But recently, Southwest started putting other groups in here, too. Maintenance control, ground operations, flight operations, meteorologists, and very recently, customer service coordinators. Their job is to be on-the-scene advocates for Southwest passengers. So when things go wrong, as they often do in the airline business, the customers aren't forgotten. Randy Hopkins has a broken plane in Harlingen, Texas, down on the border, and he's working on getting every passenger on that flight to their destination. Only their trip is no longer going to be the way it was originally drawn up.
We call it voodoo connection. It's just one of those little lingos, little connection thing that we get them there. It may not be the same time, but it'll be an hour or two later.
These changes all came about when Southwest President Colleen Barrett decided she wasn't satisfied with the way her airline handled what the industry calls irregular flight operations. There are irregular flight operations, and there are significantly irregular flight operations, and if you're a passenger, you don't want door number one or door number two. Say you're on a flight that goes terribly wrong. In fact, it becomes such a mess that when you finally get home, you're so angry you sit down and write a letter. If you're lucky, the airline writes back and sends you a voucher. Southwest president decided that was one screwed up way to relate to angry customers.
My goal when I first came up with the idea to have a proactive customer service group was that we would reach the customers before they could reach us. And history has taught me that if people are really ticked off at us, and they're so ticked off that they're going to sit down and they're going to actually try to compose something and get to us that way, that it's going to take 3 days for them to be able to do so.
So twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, Southwest customer advocates get briefed on the day's operation.
We've suspended gate services in Islip, Baltimore, and Philadelphia until...
When there are problems, this group must investigate and then write a letter to each passenger. The letter will explain exactly what happened, why it happened, that Southwest is sorry, and here's a little voucher to make it up to you. The worse you suffered, the more you get. The letter is to be at the passenger's home within 72 hours of the incident. While the apology may be nice, the real idea here is to demonstrate that Southwest is on top of things by being able to explain what happened on that particular flight. All airlines gather this information for themselves. Until now, no one has systematically shared it with the customer.
There is some fog right now in Spokane. It's down to an eighth of a mile. It should burn off in the next couple of hours.
Southwest President Colleen Barrett doesn't want any more federal regulations. She believes that if other airlines are leaving passengers on the tarmac for 6 or 8 or 10 hours, that will be good for business. Southwest, that is.
I feel that, you know, the marketplace should dictate who provides the best customer service, and I think that passengers vote for that with their pocketbooks. I just don't want the government telling me what I need to do for every given specific situation.
So how did Southwest keep its passengers from being trapped on the tarmac for hours during those bad storms in February and December? Mostly by being very aggressive when it came to canceling flights. They say they've learned to shut operations down early and to resist the temptation to keep going another 2 or 3 hours to see how the weather will play out. It's so complex, it can all come unraveled very quickly. Southwest knows better than to display any hubris regarding the competition's recent misfortunes. The next time, Mother Nature could wipe those smug smiles right off their faces. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.